Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Resnick with this KTOO News Update. University of Alaska President Jim Johnson has expressed mixed emotions to the $8 million cut by the legislature as part of the state's budget compromise.
We've got to keep investing in our high priorities. Otherwise, it just this downward spiral continues and continues with all of the people program and other implications of the of that decline. And so I think it's critically important that we try to, again, take a deep breath, manage through these reductions, and then really focus on investment and growth.
The $317 million state allocation is $8 million less than last year's funding. The president said the situation means another tuition increase is likely, continued program and service reductions, but also investment in focused areas. Wrangell's 24 unionized municipal workers went on strike yesterday. An International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers press release says the employees acted because officials negotiated in bad faith. The main difference between the two sides is the amount of an across-the-board raise. The borough had offered 75 cents an hour. The union wants $2.50. About 35 managers and non-union staff continue to work. The borough says water, sewer, and electrical systems will continue to operate. Inside Out, Leaving Prison Behind, 360 North's new documentary, premieres tonight at 8 p.m. Carter Barrett prepared this preview.
I've been in and out of jail since I was like 13.
In and out, in and out, in and out. I feel like what's the point of getting out, getting a job, coming back and burning another bridge and getting a place to live and losing your clothes and your shoes and all this stuff again.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see what it's like when an individual gets out of prison?
That's KTOO's Scott Burton, a producer for 360 North's new documentary, Inside Out, Leaving Prison Behind. The near 30-minute documentary follows three Lemon Creek Correctional Center inmates re-entering society. But the story started with another project published last year called The Flying University, about a literature and philosophy class in the prison.
We got such great footage that day in the prison that that blossomed into a short documentary. It sort of opened the door to Lemon Creek a little bit for us.
Again, this documentary is airing 8 p.m. on 360 North and will also be available on 360north.org.
That was KTOO's Carter Barrett. Checking weather, sunny skies, and just gloriousness, really. 63 degrees is the forecast with overnight lows around 47 with clouds increasing. Rain likely tomorrow after 10 with showers likely to continue overnight, lows around 48. Scattered showers in the forecast for Sunday, highs around 58, overnight lows 48. That's your news update from KTOO's newsroom. I'm Jacob Resnick.